You are listening to the testimonies of Gerda and Eric Kraus, recorded on Sunday, August 16, 2020, at the Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speakers are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only, and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
Over the years, I've heard very, very many people talk about their faith journey, and one of the most common beginnings is I was raised in a Christian home, and I am very grateful to be able to say the same thing. On my mother's side, the family came from Russia after World War II. My grandmother, her sisters, and their mostly teenage children fled Russia to Germany. The men were all dead or taken, and eventually most of them did reach Canada. The story of God's leading the family to Canada was a central theme in my childhood. My father was not Mennonite. Although he also had his faith, he was very suspicious of organized religion, of churches, especially the Mennonite church that told him things like dancing were sins. And I may have acquired a bit of cynicism from his role in my upbringing. As a teenager, I became quite interested in science and started listening to the arguments that you can't be a scientist and have faith in God. You had to be an atheist. And I started to buy this, but my flirtation with atheism lasted about a week and a half. My atheist science friends would not understand this, but I think most of you would. It's hard to deny a God that you already know. When I was baptized, Erwin Kernelson chose a verse for me. It's Philippians 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Since that time many years ago, I've learned that God is often beyond our understanding. But it has been a delight to me that being part of a church and being part of a community of faith does not mean you have to deny your brain. You don't have to park it at the church door the way I was sometimes told. Growing up in the Mennonite church, I learnt the importance of the congregation in living out the kingdom of God. The more I learned about Anabaptist theology, the more I knew it was where I wanted to align myself. I've been honored by being able to contribute to the work of God's kingdom in various ways over years. I was part of Sherbrooke Mennonite Church, as Veronica already said, for over 50 years. I didn't always agree with everyone that attended, but I never thought that that was a big problem or a bad thing. Until I discovered that others couldn't live with me and my family unless I took a very hardline, conservative view of sexuality. One of the reasons I'm here today, I could not in good conscience do that. A writer I enjoy once said, a vague disclaimer is nobody's friend. So I would like to mention that I still carry some hurt and scars from the last few years at my previous church. And they may show up once in a while. Annika tells me I need to tell you I'm a weeper. Whenever I have anything emotional to say or I hear, my eyes start to leak. Do not be alarmed. This is normal for me. And while I'm on the subject of disclaimers, I need to tell you I'm really, really bad with names. So I apologize ahead of time if I forget your name or possibly even get it wrong. That part of my brain is coated in Teflon. I don't know why. I like to say it's because I had to memorize thousands of student names over the years, but you know what? I was like this when I was 22. So it's just the way it is. Given all these faults and many more besides, I would still like to ask to be part of this congregation. I would feel blessed to be a part of your family. Thank you.
I was baptized, became a member of Sherbrooke Mennonite Church here in Vancouver on Pentecost Sunday, May 17th, 1970, at the age of 16. However, my church life started much earlier than that. My parents, who attended First United Mennonite Church, met and got married in September 1952. I was born 9 months later and began attending as well. As I got older, I attended Sunday school, boys club, and even German school at FUMC until 1966, when my parents decided to move to Sherbrooke, which was an FUMC church plant. Quite a few of my friends' families made the move to Sherbrooke as well, and I have great memories of that time. One of those memories was one Sunday afternoon, all of Sunday school kids, 13 and over, I was 14 at the time, were invited to Helmut and Hildegard Lemke's house to discuss the possible formation of a church youth group. It did not take long, and Sherbrooke's youth was formed. There were a number of youth sponsor couples, as well as Reverend Connelson, that had a significant impact on me around that time and guided me to make the decision to publicly declare my faith and to get baptized. My father, who is not an educated man, also made a significant impact on me, not by speaking about his faith, but gladly taking on any positions in the church that he had the ability to perform. He was and is an example and is my role model of being a faithful and humble servant. I became very involved in church and youth leadership and enjoyed taking part in planning our activities and found joy in serving that way. There was also this girl with short brown curly hair that caught my eye, but that's another story. Being a member of the church meant that we were required to attend AGMs. I found them fascinating. The church membership at the time was about 300 people, and everyone was excited about what was going on in the church. The AGMs would start on Friday night, go all day Saturday as well. All of the positions were filled at the AGM by people nominating others for positions, and they would vote, and there would be a vote on two or three nominated candidates that were willing to let the name stand. I loved how willing everyone was to volunteer for positions, and it rubbed off on me as well. Sherbrooke was vibrant, and many great things happened at that time. Over the years, besides being involved in youth leadership, I served as a Sunday school teacher, a boys club leader. I think I was an usher for about 25 years. And I served as the chair of the finance committee, which also meant that I was on church council for about 12 years. I also assumed the role of church treasurer for a few years. It was during this time as chair of the finance committee that I became involved in Place of Refuge. In the development of Place of Refuge, I met some extraordinary people that were committed to helping people who are struggling with addiction issues. I was, and still am, hugely impressed with their compassion and willingness to walk alongside marginalized people, to help them with their struggle, and to show them what it's like to live in the shadow of the cross, to quote one of the Rob Thiessens I know. I loved being active and serving in the church. I found my faith was strong when I did that. I recall going to an MCBC AGM at Bethel Mennonite Church about 16 years ago when the topic of same-sex marriage was being discussed. After listening to the discussions and observing the anger and rage that some people displayed, I was quite concerned. I felt that we as a Mennonite church were being sidetracked and distracted away from our true purpose of spreading the good news of God's love. I said to Gerda as we were driving home that day that I feared this topic was going to tear the Mennonite church apart. Ultimately, as most of you know, MC Canada voted in favor of the BFC7 motion, and a lot of things changed. Sherbrooke changed, and I was deeply saddened. To make matters a bit more complicated for me, I bought a business in Calgary and spent my working time there, commuting back and forth, and not having time to be as active in church, I became less motivated and committed to attending church. About 4 years ago, I felt I needed to learn more about what the Bible had to say about that topic of same-sex relations. I read about a Mennonite pastor in the US named Chester Wenger and his handling of his son's wish to be formally married to his male partner. I came to the understanding that God invites gay people into a personal relationship with him just as he does with me. Chester Wenger's story restored my faith in the church, and I felt somewhat liberated and found joy in attending the church again. At Gerda's urging, we started coming to this church some time ago, and I have to say it feels really good to be here to worship with you. In summary, my faith journey is a work in progress, and my Heavenly Father has been patient with me. As I said before, I found joy in serving the church, and I find my faith grows when I do that. And I look forward to doing that here with you. Thank you.